Thank you all for coming out tonight. Actually, I have a pretty big crowd here. Not this big over the mics. I'm really trying hard to get into the stand-up comedy thing. I really want to be a comedian. Because for me, my only career choices are this or being Seth Green's stunt double. For some reason, he doesn't do a lot of action movies. There's a lot of potential there. Anyone here seen the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie? The Blood Diamonds? Me neither, but anyway, so they've been talking in news a lot about these blood diamonds, how in Africa there's a lot of, you know, bloodshed and turmoil because of this whole diamond trade. And that's great news for guys like me who are in a long-term relationship, who are trying to postpone that next big step as long as possible. Because every time, like, your girlfriend asks you and whines about, like, where's my ring, you just be like, honey, do you really want those poor people to suffer and starve because you want a ring? I mean, do you really want little Mbagwe to grow up without a daddy because your sister's engaged? Now, I don't think I could marry someone so selfish. Everyone here stoked about Christmas? Me too. I've always found it kind of interesting that Mary and Joseph had more kids after Jesus. Call me crazy, but I think Jesus Christ is pretty good. Like, if the Son of God slides out my wife's vagina, I'm just going to stop there. It's pretty much downhill at that point, casting your chips.
I was also thinking that Jesus' mom probably gave him shit as a teen, just like all of our moms do. Like, Jesus would be like, Mom, I'm going out with Judas, we're going to tip some camels, I'll be back later. And his mom be like, I don't want you hanging out with that boy, he's trouble. And if your dad catches you again with him, he's going to nail your ass to the wall. And Jesus has come back with like, he's not my real dad. You can always pull that ace card.
I'm actually not too scared of dying, I just want to die a cool death. That's why I hope I end up on death row, because I really want the electric chair, because 10 minutes before they fried me, I swallowed like 15 pounds of popcorn kernels. So when they turned the juice, this popcorn just starts shooting out my mouth and my ears. And I had these tears of butter. And like everyone would be freaking out, like, oh my god, he's made of popcorn. And the victims' families could all gather around and eat my popcorn in celebration. But this is a taste of justice. Buttery justice. Thank you, it's all my time. Good night.